Max, you look like you're in deep thought.
Deep thought, kinda. I'm ready for the weekend, Doc. That's kind of where I'm at this point. It's my wrapping up the first week back from vacation. I got home Sunday night at like 10:30 at night, and then came in, did the show the next day, and realized how important that the coveted buffer day is. Just, you know, a day to recover from a 12-hour drive. You gotta recoup.
Were you behind the wheel the whole 12?
Yeah. I was the only one in the car for all 12.
Oh, you went solo 12.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, that's like 16.
It felt like it. Damn, man. But, yeah, so I'm wrapping up the week. It's been a rough, what is it, day and a half, 2 days? Had some tacos a couple days ago that are still messing with me right now. So, we're battling, and we're trying to get to the weekend. Oh, and also it was 85 degrees in this studio for the past, you know, or 4 days. So we've got a portable AC.
This
we have
today
a box
is
fan.
A little better.
It's, yeah. Were you in here?
Yeah,
I've
been here all
crapped
week.
Out?
It was a test.
Almost felt like 2 days, huh?
That's what it did. Yeah. I mean, I was like, okay. Drab said, hey, you want to do this?
You want to go remote?
From remote, I go, no, it's not really that bad. As a matter of fact, where you are was worse than in here in the studio.
Yeah, now it's flipped.
Yeah, now it's
It's 78 in here. I don't know what it is in there. They're all connected to both of these on the same thermostat. So
It's shorts and t-shirt today, yeah. Man. I mean, but you know, it could be worse. We could be outdoors.
It's true. We could.
Yeah,
we could be doing an outside show. Yeah,
and that is just brutal when you're uncomfortable.
Yeah, it is.
And you don't get a chance to do it. And it could be worse. If we had no content.
Well, fortunately, there's no shortage of that, especially this time of year. I mean, beginning of August, trade requests are all over the place. Not just here. Have you heard about this? Have you seen this, Doc?
No.
You haven't heard that the premier edge rusher?
I don't chase rumors.
The premier edge rusher for the Dallas Cowboys has requested himself via Twitter.
Okay.
That he wants out of Dallas.
First it was Dak. It's an annual event with them.
And this is why Brian and I have talked already. Brian's a Cowboys fan. He is.
Wait a minute. Hold it. Time out. No, I didn't know they still exist.
Oh.
I didn't know the people publicly admitted that they were still Dallas Cowboy fans.
Yeah. No, he's sitting right across from me.
Wow. Well, I'd like him to step to the microphone because I have a question for him.
Uh-oh.
Whenever he gets comfortable enough. If he's uncomfortable, don't do it. Then don't do it. But I just do have a question for him.
Where are your headphones, Brian?
He didn't have them.
All right, well, I'm going to give him mine real quick. We're just going to do a quick hot swap. So I'm going to hand him my cord so he can plug that in, and then I'm going to drop my headphones towards him. So now he's plugged in. Now he's putting my headphones on.
Okay.
We're a little
I think this is important.
Because,
that's okay.
You know, knobs and all that.
That's okay. I don't often find people that admit they're Cowboy fans anymore.
There we go.
There we go.
What do you got for him, Doc?
First of all, thank you. Because he can't hear me. That's okay. You know, we'll work it out.
Turn the knob up.
Huh? We'll work it out. Look, he's a Cowboy fan. Don't put him in an overbearing situation.
We're good now.
Good. First of all, thank you for being honest. Most people won't admit it publicly that you're a Cowboy fan. And so what I'd like to know is why?
Why?
Yeah.
You could blame my father and his father.
So you're third generation?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome. Because your grandfather, he had a lot to beat his chest about. Starbuck.
Yeah.
Hill, man, they were loaded. And then your father had a pretty good run too. Emmett,
yeah.
Troy, I mean your father. Then unfortunately for you, it's been a drought. You've seen nothing other than what they've told you about used to happen. So I wonder why don't you just throw the towel in and just move on and cut your own swatch.
I'm just in too deep at this point. The relationship has gotten strained with that organization, but I just can't completely drop him. I probably could, but I would never team hop. I would just be a fan of the league.
You're waiting for the ownership change just like we were for the longest time.
Yes.
Okay. No, congratulations. It takes courage to me for a team that has not had a significant win in 30 years that you would publicly embrace them. That's character. I'm not making fun of you. I like that. We need more people that don't have to represent the top team or the best team in order to get their allegiance. And so, good for you, man. That's a quality move, and I appreciate that.
Oh, thank you.
All right, keep up the good work. All right, good deal.
I wish I could say the same for the front office, but they haven't done any good work.
But nobody's forcing you to stay where you are. You're doing it on your own. So that's a decision you have to make. And I always say to go, what's the star for? I said, it's a credit rating or an IQ. That's why they have that one. They call it the Lone Star. I call it a one-star rating. And that's what it basically comes down to. Not that I'm bragging. We couldn't beat them twice. You know, so that what does that say? If we all that, and they beat us at home, at our spot, rolled up in here and rolled us up. So all I can say is I look forward to having fun with you this year.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have some fun.
Oh, we're going to have a lot of fun. Between you, AMAC with the Giants, we got to get an Eagle. We don't have anybody here that claims the Eagles, do we? No, Landfill, B. Mitch and Finley. Their executive producer is Eagles. I love it. Because it's really the most competitive division in all of sports. I mean, it just rotates as to who's the king of the hill. And they're in and out of Super Bowl. So really, NFC East is no joke. The North in the NFC was awesome last year. It's an annual affair for the NFC. That's why there's no repeat champion. As much as most people will say now they think the Eagles will win it all, it hasn't shown to happen in 20 years. No repeat champion, yeah. We'll have some fun with you. Thank you.
Thank you.
You know what? He might. He doesn't sound like a Cowboy fan. He sounds like a high IQ person. You know, I'm not accustomed to talking to Cowboy fans that actually was very intelligent. I mean, this young man, he didn't sound like a Cowboy fan. Not to me. He sure didn't. I don't know. Toothpick, I don't know if you picked up. I don't know if you picked up on a toothpick. But did he sound like a Cowboy fan to you?
Hold on. He's about to kick you, all right?
What say you, Toothpick? I think Toothpick was talking to Mac. Toothpick, did you catch that interview?
I did not, Doc. I'm gonna tell you, man. I've been I'm out here working and rolling today. So,
well, when you go back to the
on today,
well, when you
tuned in,
okay, Odyssey app, you can go. That's free. When you hit the rewind, go back to about 306. We have a high IQ Cowboy fan. I mean, this dude, you would never even know. No, dude, he didn't sound like the rest of them. He is high IQ. So we got one. We found one.
Well, hey, that's rare, Doc. That's like a four-leaf clover. We might have to hold on to that one. But Doc, I was talking to AMAC, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard a lot of different sides, right? But the last time I checked, and this is just, I could be wrong, Doc. Maybe you can straighten me out. When was the last time you saw somebody from the front office on the field playing the game?
I've yet to see that.
You have yet to see it. Now, don't get me wrong. You can win a Super Bowl without people from the front office touching the field, but you cannot win a Super Bowl without players doing their part on the field. Together, they work hand in hand. The front office does what they do to find the players that the coaches need to mold the players to their likes and needs so that the coaches can get those players to do what they need them to do on the field, and they win a Super Bowl. So, at some point in time, this Terry agreement, this Terry-Adam agreement, it has to come down to, I'm not going to cut my face off to spite my nose because we know we are better with you than what we can get right now at this point in time. Just like so many people have said before, if this had gotten done earlier, like Philadelphia does, Philadelphia don't run into these problems because they expect all of their players to ascend. We're sitting here talking about a player we're expecting to descend. If you address it early, you don't have to say, well, you're 30. We're going to be paying you till you're 32. You didn't address it early, right? And I'm not saying it's their fault because they just got in the position that they got into 2 years ago. But I have yet to see a front office person on the field take a snap, score a touchdown, and I've yet to see a player do it without being signed by the front office. So they need each other. In everything that I'm saying, they need each other. Communication has to get better so that we can get to the point of where we want to be at the end of the year, and that's in the Super Bowl with a chance to win and hoist the Lombardi Trophy.
Well, I say amen to that. Appreciate that. First String Podcast, Toothpick, getting it done. 3:13 here in the nation's capital. TJ in Bowie, welcome to the broadcast.
Hey, Doc. Ashley, it's CJ in Bowie. If we have to get rid of Terry, and I'm sickening thinking about it, could we trade him for Parsons? Could we sweep for the Spencers and try to get Trey Hendrickson? I mean, if he's going to walk, if these crazy people are crazy enough to let him walk, who do we get for him?
They're not going to let him walk. And I don't know. I don't believe.
I don't know.
Parsons is going to be able to walk anywhere. I never, ever put my ear to the ground when it comes to these negotiations because I've never seen the players win when they don't allow you to win. I mean, Burrow got both of his guys signed after threatening Mike Brown, who I've seen lose very few battles. And I just think it's a lot of PR. It's like Jerry. I wouldn't bet you a nickel on anything concerning the Cowboys, but I guarantee you he will sign this young man, as he always does. Where can you get this much? This is a ratings move for Jerry. Jerry still is increasing the value. That was a can that was kicked over here. That increases the value in his property. He runs his mouth, and his product is just more valuable. Product is just more valuable. So that's what happens. Don't fall for it. I mean, they won't be able to stop a nosebleed if they mess around and let that young man leave. And I hope they do. I hope they let him go here. Boy, Parsons here, sign me up. You could get him Terry, Barry, Larry, and Mo. And then you'd be rolling defensively. But it's not going to happen. Yeah, it's just not going to happen. 3:15, time for us to take a break here on the Russell Show, DOC. Kicking it and trying to figure this thing out right now. It's either lying season or the negotiations are starting to hit a new height. We'll be right back. Feel like you've been tested a little bit if you're following the burgundy and gold. One side, you're worried about, will RFK return to the District of Columbia? On the other, you're concerned about who you throw into. Do you have your number one in camp? And then they say, well, no, he's got an ankle injury. Wink, wink. I tell you what, the smartest thing I've seen Terry's camp do is stop giving away $50,000 a day. That was brilliant. Now, this pup move, last time I checked, if you go on that, you're out for four. Right?
Yeah, if you start the season on the pup, you're missing the first four at least.
So you can't help me against the Giants?
Not if he starts the season on the pup.
Okay, well, and that's my only objective right now. How do I come out burning rubber and being on point? Now, if you want to take another wild goose chase, and I guarantee you if BTP is on the air.
No, so we got breaking news from @John Keim.
He signed.
Not that good. D.C. Council just voted 9-3 approve the RFK Stadium bill.
Yeah, bingo. I thought they did it earlier today.
No, they've been deliberating and counting votes. It's been taking forever. So they've been going since like noon. It's now 3:30. It has officially been tweeted by John Keim, whose word is gospel in my book.
Buckeye.
Shout out.
Mm-hmm. Well,
9-3.
That's good. Not as challenging as that. Can you stay alive long enough?
Lord knows I'm going
to
try.
To see it. Yeah, me too, because you talking about worth it. Now, a lot of things we do, we have to do. This is going to be worth it.
There is another vote, I believe, in September. I'm not entirely sure what they will be looking into, but this is paving the way to get us back into RFK.
That's important. Yeah. I would bet that it happens. I don't know how you could not allow that to happen.
Right. Like, at this point, if it's been voted on by the council, I think everybody should, you know.
Shout out to the Harris Group.
Yeah, big shout out.
They don't balk. I mean, you need something done. We need you done. Well, we got that. Don't worry about it.
Easy. You guys need to stay in Arizona?
Yeah, no problem.
For the road trip? Yeah, easy. Yeah, no problem. Done. We already talked to ASU. Yeah. You can practice there. It's fine.
Send a memo to my secretary. We're done.
Yeah.
Now, they do business in an aggressive manner. They take care of it. And I think the effort that those young men give is a direct reflection. New locker room. I mean, this new one, did you see the old one? Did you by chance get a chance to check it out?
The stadium?
The locker room facilities at the park.
No, not at RFK. I haven't seen like inside really. I assume it was much similar to how the locker room has looked at Commander's Way or wherever, Ashburn.
Right.
I assume they look largely the same, considering all the complaints I've heard about the locker room.
Just ridiculous. I mean,
not
overwhelming. They're high schools.
Yeah. My high school locker room.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be funny.
No.
They're doing it right. I really am impressed with how much money they've thrown at something, knowing that it's going to eventually be bulldozed.
Yeah.
The stadium.
It's shocking that it's still standing in 2025. Mm-hmm. Like, because as a kid, I remember going to Nats games at RFK, or a couple Nats, like not many.
Yeah.
And then they shut down the park, and it became like DC United Stadium for a cup of coffee, and then nobody ever used it ever again. Now here we are, and it's still up, and it's been up for like 15 years.
Jason Wright and Tim Hightower, they put together a deal that was really cool that some of the alums got to go. I got to walk it. I did a video on it, just being in it and discussing memories and how sad it was to see something that you thought was so special
in such disrepair
be disrespected and neglected to that level. That was very touching, and it was it generated a lot of interest. BTP would have been very impressed,
I'm sure.
Yeah, with the numbers. We'll see. We're getting close, man. We are getting close. Whenever. There's no turning back after the Hall of Fame game. No turning back.
It's full bore.
Yeah, it's and these international games, I think we're up to our 12th. I mean, I don't know. We see how baseball is the best at it. They play all over the world. This football is stretching. It's generating.
We're getting there.
Yeah, from when we went in London, that was a very interesting.
The Germans, man, they love American football.
Oh, they eat it up.
They love it over there.
Eat it up.
Ich liebe die Chiefs.
Yeah, they live it up. And this year, the boys are going to Morocco?
Madrid,
yeah. And that's going to be.
Morocco would be sick, though.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy. Madrid's going to be crazy.
Madrid's going to be awesome. It kills me that I'm not going to, like, you know, be on that trip, just because like it sounds like a dream.
We got to do two of them. So Osaka, Japan with Spurrier.
That's kick ass.
Yeah, and then so they're really, you're fortunate.
Yeah.
To do one, but it's the international flavor, the fair, and Yeah, it's cool. But I always am a little suspect. I don't want to be sick. I'm very particular about what I eat when I'm not here.
Mm-hmm.
Because you mess around and say, hey, try this. What is it? And they say something I don't know, I'll pass. Because there's nothing worse than being sick and being vacation. In another country.
Oh, yeah. Well, depends on how sick. It might be a little bit cheaper than if you were sick over here.
Well, I don't know. I don't want to have a headache. Yes. When I'm going. I don't want nothing wrong. Because I'm going somewhere people don't speak my. I don't understand them. They don't understand me.
Fair.
That is not fun to me. No. A lot of people, oh, it's adventurous. Yeah, I got another way to adventure you. Be somewhere and I don't know what you're saying. You don't know what I'm saying. No, Slim.
I'm good.
I'm very comfortable here. This is all right with me.
I prefer the lines of communication to be
absolutely
open.
Have to be wide open. Yeah, wide open. You don't know. I don't understand the Yank language. Well, what in the hell am I doing here? That's a good one. But you know, the boys will be good. Staying focused. Last year, think about it. In the opening game, the Eagles wasn't the Eagles Packers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wait, yeah, that was the Brazil game.
The Brazil game.
Yeah.
And Bryce got hurt. No, when
J-Love.
J-Love got hurt, and he never recovered.
For that season, yeah.
He never did.
Yeah, it fell off of a kind of a cliff, and he never really looked back to 100%.
It takes something out of you, man.
It does.
But it's got to be a ton of fun. Ton of fun. But I just – can you imagine – how many people that are waiting for all these Americans to come over who are naive, who don't really know. I mean, you talk about being targeted.
Oh, yeah. Pickpockets are salivating.
Yeah, it's like Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the thing you got to be really careful. I don't like my trips being telegraphed.
Yeah.
Like that.
People you don't want everybody to know. Like you said, you move in silence.
I was moving in silence. They've been waiting on this. It's going to be now. Security will have a lot of security. They'll take action. It won't be like a free for all.
Of course, of course.
I just like the fact that the sport is progressing. Brian, on Greenbelt, what's on your mind?
Don't need the muscles, huh, Doc?
No, that's right, brother. I don't want. You know what? I'm very particular. Nothing like being sick, sick on a trip.
Mm-mm. Hey, I damn near don't want to eat out in D.C., man. I got sick the last few weeks ago. I feel you. Hey, man, but that's great news. 9-3, who are those three idiots? Man, I can't wait to the Skins come back to town, man.
Hey, man, look.
You know that Super Bowl, whenever that comes, that's going to be a hot ticket.
Oh, my goodness. It may be the hottest at the time it'll be ever. Can you imagine all the political power that will be put forth to gain tickets and access? You think NIL is out of control?
You pay for that ticket.
Oh, my goodness. Super Bowl in the nation's capital?
You got to be there, Doc.
You know what? By the time that happens, I don't know if I'm going to like crowds. Dude, we're talking 8 to 10 years from now.
Well, if you're around, you got to be there, man.
Well, you know, I'm not.
I'm going to hope I can be there. I'm a big skirt, ball, whatever. I got to be there, man.
You know what? It'll be one of those things. You're right. If you're in the area, you have to be there. And how would it be the burgundy and gold were actually in it?
Yes, sir.
Man, that'd be.
Oh, wow. You know.
now count me in for that one.
Dream.
If I got a roll in there on that one, I'm in. Yeah, I'm in. I got to do that,
but
though.
But there's a chance.
Do you know what?
Man, I know.
Got a chance. Yeah. You got a chance. Tell you who don't have a chance.
That's my advice for Terry McLaurin.
Mm-hmm.
Terry McLaurin. I mean, I know advice is sort of like opinions, and you know what opinions are like.
Yeah, but he's paying for his, Slim. Yeah, but he's paying for his. Your agent, that's why a player gets an agent. You don't get him because you need a pen pal.
I'm not mad at him. Mm-hmm. I'm not mad at him. I wish things would have went differently where that he just came to the off-season activities, training camp, got in football condition, and then laid down the law. Hey, look, guys, I'm not playing any games until I get my money. I mean, you know, I can't tell them how to do things or whatever, but I would say, man, this is a bright future that we have here. And I think he's, you know, the love just by the, all the calls, everybody loves Terry McLaurin around here. Where are you going to go, man, that you're revered and everybody feels this way about you, man, just for a couple of extra million? You're going to probably make some millions, you know, or some good money after your career here in the city. You might have everybody's on social media. You might have your own show. And, you know, you have a lot of support, man. Just stay here, man. Don't leave. Take the deal, man. We got to focus on Jaden Daniels' offensive line at this point. We need a pass rusher. We about to win, man. And that's, I mean, I don't know how bad he wants to win. I mean, so we gonna see how bad he wants to win. Cause he know he can win right here. So we're going to see what he does, man. But I just advise him, brother, don't leave, man. We need you.
Get your money, though, Slim. You got to get your money. Any means possible. Because you're one pull, one twisted knee, one Achilles away. And he's done well, but he got more to give and more to get. I think he'll be fine. All I care about is R53. If he's on that, I got his back. If he's not on that, I wish him well. Yep, because I got to beat the Giants with or without him. That's just the way it is. Ain't nothing personal. Appreciate the phone call. 333. I just saw super producer Anthony Haney in the building.
He is milling around here.
That must mean that Brother Hoffman can't be far behind. Stay with us. Brother Hoffman takes over top of the hour along with super producer Anthony Haney. 301-230-0980. Is our number, and let's go to Anthony in the District of Columbia. What's up, Ant? Oh, Anthony's gone, so we'll go to Alexandria. Andre, what's up?
What's up, Doc?
You tell me.
Hey, now, I got two questions, and then I'll hang up and listen to you because I know other people waiting. The first question is, can you make a couple $1 million in incentives in an NFL contract?
If you have them in your contract, yeah.
Could just give Terry like $2 million more.
Well, see what happened. What I mean by that is that Terry could, and his agent could set up incentives. You know, like he gets X amount of games, 100 yards, X amount of catches. He could put certain stipulations in it, but the key is to get that cheddar. $30 million. I mean, 27.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't know what they've offered. We know what he said he'd like to get, and you don't always get what you want in the negotiation.
That's true. But that is something that came to my mind. I said he can get what he wants in incentives because Terry don't drop no passes. So anyway, that was my first question. Second one, I would like to get all three of those council members to do 50 push-ups on social media because I'm spiteful and vindictive and petty. I'm glad they passed it, but they pissed me off. They need to do some push-ups. I'm serious about that.
Well, don't forget, they're a lot like Jerry Jones. They do things, all of them, you know, in politics, you generate name value by saying no. If they were to approve things, you wouldn't even know who they are.
Yeah, that's true. They keep it anonymous.
They find a way, they get you over a barrel, you pay for that. And they get recognized for it. And that's the reason why I got to be to it. Because just from a visual standpoint, the area has been just totally neglected. And you're going to tell me somebody comes in with an offer to flip it and turn it into a treasure and you're opposed to it? I'm going to see supermarkets, grocery stores, to have it just like the Navy Yard was. I don't know how long you've been here, but if you've been here long enough to have seen the Navy Yard before this, it answers all the questions you need.
I'm 64, Doc. I've been here for 64 almost 64 years.
Right. Well, you saw, so you here. Came down here before, right? All right.
Sure.
Yeah.
I was born in D.C.
Okay, but now I mean the waterfront area down here where we are now. Southwest, yeah. Come on, yeah. I mean, come on, you need to get a private security to come down here if you was underage.
Well, exactly. That's good. That area has been transformed, Doc. I wouldn't fly over there with a helicopter back how it used to be.
That's right.
Now it's a new world.
A whole new world, and this will be even better. And you will become, it's a natural attraction for national projects, worldwide projects. The fact that we have no soccer here, no World Cup, come on, man. No, we're stepping up to it. I want NCAA title games. Let's go big time.
Yeah, bring me the Final Four.
There you go, WrestleMania. You know, this weekend, there'll be an invading a football stadium. And the thing about it is the wrestling, the two big showdowns are now Super Bowl-esque. It's that big. So we'll see. Appreciate the phone call. Did we get Anthony back?
We did. I hit the wrong button because, you know, it's been a long
week. Anthony, my bad, man. It was on me. Don't worry about it.
Oh, no problem. On a side note, somebody needs to ask, why is it going to take four plus years to build a stadium? That's just...
Have you seen them build them faster?
They've been built in like two and a half years. So
wait. Which one's where? Because I got to Google that.
SoFi
was built in 2 years?
2.5, 3 years. So I'm
almost 4 years to build.
Yeah, 4 years. That's what I thought.
First initial, and they got SoFi filthy stadium rich took people almost 4 years to build, with construction beginning November 2016, the stadium officially opening in September of 2020. So, and plus, they also got to tear down all the crap that's going on over at RFK. They got to clear out the land. They got to reshape it. What's the word I'm looking for? I feel like it starts.
You got me on that.
Yeah, it's terraform the area, I guess, in the way that they have it
for sewage
laid out. Yeah, for all of that, for everything, for sewage, for parking, for whatever buildings that they want to build. Because they're not just building a stadium; they're basically building an entire new neighborhood in DC.
It's like waterfront.
Yeah,
no, I get that. The stadium is first, and everything else will come after. But what I called about is Doc. You give the impression that you don't like the way Terry is handling the negotiations.
I don't think Terry is handling it.
His representation.
Yeah.
So I wanna flip it. Doc Walker has Terry McLaurin's career. How does Doc Walker's representation handle what's going on? And on a personal note, because I don't want to get cut off, on a personal note, you came up in the era of Russ Francis, Junior Miller, and Kellen Winslow. Now, this is a legitimate question, not trying to be funny or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
What did they have that you didn't, that prevented you from having their kind of careers? Was it strictly speed, or was there more to it?
No, the offense. They were sitting in offenses that they were utilized in a way that benefited the offense based on their skill set. We ran the ball, they threw the ball. We won, they lost.
Right, but you came from Cincinnati, so I don't.
No, what I'm saying, I see what you're saying.
I didn't know about your...
Yeah, out of school, if you get in run game, our position, you have to do two things, one or two. So you could run, you got to block, or you got to go catch. You play in a receiver role, or you're playing almost like a fullback short. And on my role, because of the ace position, you had to move all over the place, and you predominantly had to get your brain crushed in doing a lot of this, which most people prefer not to do. And I can say for good reason why. But again, if winning is the key, then you win. If not, then you end up with a couple concussions. But no, Kellen was a monster in their offense. And we had the same offense, but different roles. When Joe Gibbs was in San Diego, then he came here. I mean, it just depends on winning or stats. You got to have one or the other.
I understand that. I was just curious, you know, because like I said, I don't know about your time in Cincinnati. So
yeah, well, that was a brush. Broke my arm first preseason game at Lambeau Field. Once you, I tell you what, overcoming the injury is almost impossible, because once you get injured and you break a bone twice in a season, it's almost impossible to recover.
Okay,
but you can.
So how would you have your representation?
You don't do anything public. I would have never been at the carp spot trying to get public appeal. Nobody cares in the public. That's not how you negotiate. You don't tease people, telegraph your punches, is what I said. Terry's good enough that other people would want him. If you don't get what you want, try to get a trade going, but all behind the scenes. People love you. Don't come out and get them involved in you, and then you leave.
Much like signing autographs after practice. And then
yeah, see, to me, you're better than that, because you've done everything right. You've done nothing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You've done nothing wrong. So he's an above-board guy to me. He's a first-class guy. But the way this representation thing going, I just sense that it's not a good match.
Yeah.
Having done this for 40 years, I pretty much have gone further in reverse than most people have gone fast forward when it comes to this.
Just out of curiosity, with his career and everything that's going on as far as market value, what are you asking for?
Well, with as much as the market will bear. I think he's coming in right, going for 30.
He wants 30 is the floor, according to Lewis Riddick.
Yeah, I think you do. You try it. You always try it. What's the least thing? He can't be. Was he 23 now or seven, whatever he's at now?
He's at like 24, whatever he's 26, at, something like that.
He's worth every dime of it.
Of course.
If he can get another dime towards it, go for it.
He's getting 15, but the cap hit is 25.
That's what.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Question,
he's grossly underpaid.
A better question is, what are you asking for, and what are you settling for if this is your career?
I think you asked for 27 to 30. You asked for it based on the impact you have on the entire team, not just receiver, impact.
60 guaranteed.
Yeah, and then you try to get as much guaranteed for your second generation as possible, because you never know. You don't undersell yourself. You oversell yourself. And if they get vulnerable, now let me flip it on you. If I'm Peters, this is my first rodeo where I'm the guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm setting the precedence now, and I know I got to deal with JD5 down the road, so I can't blink.
I can't give him $1 billion.
So that's what I'm saying. It's, we got two guys going for the same thing, want the same thing, but have different roles. Don't forget, in San Francisco, he was not the lead dog. He was in the pack. This is his baby, and he's got to set a precedence for it. That's just my opinion. I could be wrong. It's going to happen eventually sometime. But I appreciate your dialogue. That was high IQ.
Always.
That was high IQ. Yeah, he's good.
Always on this show.
He's good. Well, no, I could be a horse's ass, but he was really good.
Well.
Yeah. Yeah. I love guys that he wasn't BSing.
No.
He clearly
just wants to
wanted
know.
To know. He wanted information so he could understand
the players
this from a
perspective.
Different perspective. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. High IQ. Appreciate that. Take a quick break. Come back. Don't forget, Hoffman is back.
We'll return.
Down to the 2-minute warning. Brother Hoffman returns. Before we make a move, we got Ford. Is that Ford? Ford Frey. Okay. Let's see what we got going on. One. As we try to knock out a few calls on the way out to Brother Hoffman. What a day, man. Everybody waiting on information, and nobody has an idea what will happen. But we do know that there will be games, the scrimmages, going up against Patriots, man, and the Ravens, two physical teams, two teams that like to get after it. Boy, I can't. That's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. You look like you ran into an onion.
Running into all sorts of things nowadays, Doc. It's like I said, it's been quite a week, and we're at the finish line. We finally made it.
Yeah. Well, we make it when we pass it off successfully.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true. That's I am counting my chickens a little bit too much before they've hatched. But
yeah. So what's the rest of the day like for you?
Go home, do nothing. That's my plan. Unwind from the week, but we're really just gonna kind of play it by ear for the rest of today. We're gonna see how the body responds to everything.
I think a good night's sleep will do you well.
I hope so. I've been trying the past couple nights, but been waking up a lot, which is subpar in my opinion. So I'd like to, you know, make it through a full night one day here soon, hopefully.
Well, that's the worst thing you can do is deprive your body of sleep.
I know. And that's the thing. I love sleep. I really do. It's one of my favorite things. But unfortunately, my body has other plans.
Well, you sound like Lou. Nell.
Yeah, well, hey, listen, maybe I got to get on that health train that he's getting on. So, we'll see. This might be the last straw. This might be the real kick in the butt that I need to actually start taking this stuff seriously.
All right, well, I can feel you on that, man. Take care of yourself.
I try.
I can't wait to do it again.